The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. And this afternoon, we're joined by Kelly McGillivray from Night of a Thousand Drawings, which is happening this Saturday, the 7th of September. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz, Kelly.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. Very quickly, give us an oversight. What is the Night of a Thousand Drawings?
Night of a Thousand Drawings is a one-day-only art exhibition that people can come and buy artworks, and that money all goes to charity.
Okay, so that's the idea. We're using art and charity to raise some money. Take us back to a dark and stormy night in 2006 and Pabalo Yabato. And who are they and what was happening? What necessitated this idea?
So 2006, Pabalo Yabato had an inner city feeding scheme, and the vehicle that they were using was stolen. So the team that were volunteers in the evenings handing out the food came up with this idea of getting 1,000 drawings, selling them at 100 rand to raise 100,000 rand. So you can imagine 2006, 100,000 rand was enough money to buy a new vehicle. So they started this little project, and it started getting some legs, and then they needed an event person. So they phoned me. And they said, would I like to get involved? I'm like, absolutely, this is an incredible idea. Started doing all of the work behind the scenes and spoke to some people. And before we knew it, we had a car donated. So I went back to the team and everyone was volunteers. I said, right, guys, we've had a car donated. We don't really need to do this anymore. But we were so far down the line that it made sense for us to carry on and to utilize the money from Night of a Thousand Drawings to carry on supporting Pabalo. Pabalo, unfortunately, are no longer. Over the years, there have been different people that have been running Night of a Thousand Drawings. I was with them for the first 3 years. It then went to different people because it is all volunteer-based and it takes a lot of hard work, passion, and dedication. And then in 2016, there was nobody to run it. And Felix, who now lives overseas, phoned me and said, would I like to take it over? And at that stage, I just started up my company and I took it back on. So it was an opportunity to do some good. And I was completely blown away. We used a little venue kind of at the top of, it was the old post office. And I had my daughter and all of her student friends there supporting. We had a bar that we were selling some wine. And I didn't realize that the following was so strong from 2006 to 2016. And there was a queue around the corner. One of the girls ran in and said to me, we've got a problem. And I said, well, what's a problem? There's never any problems. There's only solutions. And I ran to the entrance and there was a queue around the corner. So I literally had to run down the line to get people in, give them their wristbands, grab their cash, stick it into a little money bag, and we had a really successful event. I did make the bar company cry because we'd run out of wine, and I'm like, well, what's your solve? So we managed to make a solve, and that same bar company is actually helping us on Saturday. So everything happens for a reason. And I think the initial thought of giving back and charity and utilizing art to do that has followed through, and I think people underestimate their creativity and their time. So we don't ask people for money. Obviously, when we hold the event, we do. But we ask people for an A5 drawing of creativity that they donate to us that then we can then sell thereafter.
So who is giving drawings? Is it famous artists? Is it people that work in graphic design? Who can give their drawings?
Is it people who can't draw, like me?
And me. I'm worse than you are, Rob Forbes.
We have a lot of drawings. So we have drawings from kids in nursery school all the way to famous artists. I'm going to drop this in here. We have had a Kentridge before. We may or may not have one for this year.
Maybe
two. So we have art from children, people that have gone to doodle sessions at restaurants. We have got agencies that have hosted their own doodle sessions where all of their creative directors have come and sat around a table and done drawings. We've had coffee shops that have hosted their own doodle sessions to get feet in the door.
Mm.
So there's more to Night of a Thousand Drawings. It also gives businesses an opportunity to utilize Night of a Thousand Drawings to get people into their doors and to do good.
So it's basically a massively integrated community event almost. It's not just, oh, there's a you can go and buy a drawing from a famous artist. You can actually buy a drawing from anyone who contributes and donates their drawing, and the money then goes into helping organizations in the community. Can you tell me about some of the organizations that benefit from a Night of a Thousand Drawings?
So we have always focused on education and children. This year we have three amazing charities. So we always struggle to kind of make the right decision, and this year we decided to split it between three. We have one called Lefika Lepodiso, who do mental health services through art counseling. So it's a really good link to Night of a Thousand Drawings, and we went to go and see them. And what they're doing in the community is amazing. They're at the Johannesburg Children's Hospital, and they have people in the community that come through and do art, drama, scripting, speech therapy, debating, and they're doing incredible things. The second one is Home of Hope for Girls, which is also a real heartstring puller. We went through to go and meet with them and to see what they do, because we need to go and check that it is genuine and real. And the stories that came out of Home of Hope really touched our hearts. And they showed us around one of their facilities, and there was a young girl sitting on her bunk bed, because there's bunk beds in each one of the rooms. Everything's so neat and tidy. And this young girl was sitting on a laptop, and I said to her, "I'm sorry, we're disturbing you. What are you busy doing?" She said, "I'm studying law." So this is a girl that's been taken off the streets from sex trafficking, and she has been with Home of Hope for Girls for a while, and they are now putting her through her studies. Other really sad stories that we've heard, children being taken off the street, 11, 12 years old, that are pregnant, not realizing that they're pregnant and kind of not understanding how the baby is going to come out. So Home of Hope are doing the most incredible work, and they've got two facilities where they look after these kids, and they're incredible. And then we were looking for a third one, and we were alerted to Safe Study, who is actually at Vic Yards. And it was one of the coldest days in winter, and we went through to go and have a look. There's this little door, little glass door, and there's a gate, and the doorbell rings, and there's this little kid with his little sliders on, short little shorts and a vest in the middle of the coldest day in winter, rings the doorbell, comes in. He has an opportunity, he or she has an opportunity to learn how to sew, how to do mosaics, to do art, IT, skateboarding. And then when we were there visiting, I could hear a band in the back, and I was like, well, that sounds really cool. So I said, what is that? Because I thought, well, we need to maximize whatever we can for the actual event. And we went, she said, I'm going to show you. And she took us around the corner, and there was this little band, the guys teaching these young boys, all sitting there with these instruments, all a little beaten and battered. And she told us a story about a young boy who's in grade 9, that the school had contacted them and said that he was doing really badly. And he had come into Safe Study, and this little kid was sitting on a chair playing a double bass guitar, and he'd only been doing it for 6 months, and he was jamming, and he was happy. So giving kids in the community around Vic Yards the opportunity to learn something different in order for them to shine. So they're also doing incredible, incredible stuff.
Yeah, those are some incredible organizations.
Yeah, and we actually at Jacaranda FM have got a bit of a connection with Mamkhanyi and Home of Hope as well. And the things that they manage to accomplish with the girls that go there, I mean, that's one of the most noble organizations you could be working with. So amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. And what an incredible, incredible human.
So Night of a Thousand Drawings is coming up this weekend. So how does it actually work? I imagine you get lots of submissions in. You get, I'm assuming, well more than 1,000. How does the evening then work? Is there an auction element of it? Can people buy it? What's the vibe?
Like, can I buy that Kentridge for 200 rand?
So this is the challenge, right? We have a Kentridge. We need to maximize on that. Or maybe we have two Kentridges, so we need to maximize on that. So Night of a Thousand Drawings was going to happen 2020. And then, as you know, the world fell out from underneath us. So we had already started the process of collecting a whole lot of artworks. And that artwork has been sitting in a storage facility since then. And the decision at the beginning of the year was Night of a Thousand Drawings going to happen? Because it is all volunteer based. And we took a deep breath and we were like, if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it. So we made the decision to do it. We found three interns who have been working tirelessly on it, Jess, Drew, and Lisa, who have done an incredible job, and I can feel their feet under the water. They're like ducks in the water now. So we have over 6,000 drawings.
Oh, wow.
We have had to weed out previous 2020 because we do not have space to hang up 10,000. So at the office, we did a little bit of a weeding out scenario. I mean, what makes me an art critic? What makes you an art critic? So we took all of the artworks and we went through them and was like, yes, no, yes, no. And our no pile, we passed on to four other people so that we could weed out what we thought would really sell. And then there was kind of the baby scribbles that we took out and some rude pictures as well, which we thought were not relevant. So Thursday and Friday, we are setting up. We have 6,000 drawings to put up, and I know it doesn't sound like you've just got to put some drawings up. We need pegs. We need wire. We need scaffolding. It's got to have a space to go onto. So we spend Thursday and Friday setting up, and Saturday morning we've got a little bit of a buffer. And what happens is Vicyards opens, the doors open at 10 o'clock. We have a food court in a separate venue that opens at 11. Then we are opening the doors to the actual exhibition at 1 o'clock. We are giving people between 1 and 3:30 to have a look at the artworks, get a drink, get something to eat, and engage. And then at a certain point, we have to announce that the art sales are open because we need to give everybody a good chance to kind of choose the artwork. If you like an artwork on the one side of the room and you like another one on the other side of the room, sorry, buddy, you've got to put your sticker on the one side and run across the room to put your sticker on the other peg. And sometimes there's been bun fights, a couple of punching and people pushing out of the way, and also human nature, some people peeling stickers off and putting their own on. That's why we have volunteers. So we have over 85 volunteers that protect our drawings on the day. Once the art sales has happened, we let people wander around so that they can go and pick and choose some others. And then at 4:30 is when we allow people to take their drawings. So the volunteers will help them. When you arrive, you buy an envelope for 200 Rand, which is what the artwork costs. And the price has gone up. So it started in 2006. We're now in 2024. It was initially 100 Rand. We've now gone, it's 200 bucks. Inflation, guys. So you have an envelope and the volunteer will help you put the artwork that you have chosen, that you put the sticker on the pig, into your envelope, and then you can take it home with you.
So there it is. It's like a first come, first serve situation.
That is amazing.
Now I'm going to have to fight you for a Kentridge.
Well, imagine.
So the Kentridge. So because, again, human nature, Kentridge is something really special. We haven't had one in a very long time. And we now have two. So we are going to put that on auction. We're going to have it. We're still kind of deciding what we want to do with it. But I'm thinking what we should do is we have an auction. So we have a bid. We have the two Kentridges up on the stage with bidding sheets. And people can bid for those two artworks, which means that we raise more money.
Yes.
So everything else in the space will be 200 Rand. But the two special pieces that we don't want fisticuffs for, we are going to auction those off. We also have some other artworks that donated in 2020 that we also have the opportunity to auction, and we're still figuring out what we're going to do with those.
Got you. So, a bunch of incredible South African art on display and up for sale, and all for a good cause.
All for a good cause, from people who are doodling, kids, just anyone who's wanting to get involved. Kelly, to you and your team, this is a massive undertaking. So thank you so much for coming to tell us about it. I hope your arms are ready for all of that hanging 6,000 drawings. I hope that it is an insanely successful weekend and that all the organizations that you are going to help out are going to just fly with all of this contribution.
Final question. If people do want to come along on Saturday, do they need to buy tickets? Do we simply arrive? What time should we be in the doors?
So we would prefer you to buy your tickets before getting there. We're going to have two streams, pre-bought tickets and ticket sales on the day. So you can buy tickets there. It's always a bit of a backlog and you get queues. So we would prefer it. Quicket.co.za is where you can find it, or go to our website, 1000drawings.co.za. And then that's also not all. Our boys in green have thrown a spanner in the works. So we have had to make a plan, and we also have a rugby screen. We don't want people to miss out on Night of 1,000 Drawings because we are supporting our boys in green. So we have in our food court, 5 o'clock, rugby will be shown in the food court area. We have wine, beer, specialized cocktails. We've got a company called Just Short who are doing the cocktails for us, Boss Iced Tea. And we have three performers. We have an MC, and we have three bands. One of the bands is Safe Study, that is from Vicyards. They are performing first. And then we have two or three DJs and some bands, and you'll have to come and see on the day.
And I assume if you're going to put an event like this together, you're going to need some assistance. Have you had any sponsors come on board? Have you had some companies come through and help?
No. So, I mean, it's so hard because we've always tried to keep Night of a Thousand Drawings as its own entity. We don't ever want it to be Vodacom's Night of a Thousand Drawings. We don't ever want it to be a corporate. It needs to stay. I mean, it started as an underground kind of event, and it needs to stay that. And I think it's the essence of community, like you were talking about. It's about everybody getting involved.
So you can't pull off something like this without people kind of helping out with small things like T-shirt donations and all of that. So who's come on board to help out with that?
So with 6,000 drawings, you need to have 6,000 pigs. So also trying to find 6,000 pigs and getting people to donate it is also a bit of a trick. We've had a decor company called UEG who donated a large amount for us. And another charity that we always support, One Act of Kindness, also said because we always help them, they will help us. So they came on board and gave us pigs. We've had T-shirts. We've got to show people who the volunteers are. So we've got to have a T-shirt that says volunteer, or kind of the crew T-shirt. So iWise is sponsored. Eddie's Printing has also sponsored some for the main crew. We also have technical. We've got staging, light, sound, two PA systems, LED screens, and Dream Sets have come on board again to support us and are donating all of the technical equipment that we need for the day.
Excellent. Kelly, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Thank you for doing this again. It's important work and it's appreciated.
Thank you. And also, if anybody wants to volunteer, there is it's hanging in the balance whether we do it for 2025. It takes a lot of hard work. Websites are not for free. Hosting is not for free. Staff getting to work is not for free. So we need people to volunteer. And if there are any companies or people that are interested in it, to please contact us. Go to our website, 1000drawings.co.za, and give us a call.